one angle of the parallelogram is made by that rhythm of the lines of the spear, the gun, the partisan. On the other hand, it's made by the baton of the Andean captain, the musket, the gorgeous flag of the cloven ears. And if you think about it, those two lines converge as a kind of arrowhead, and the arrowhead, appropriately, is the commander. The Night Watch is a perfect miracle of dynamism and discipline together.
And that's the living ethos that Rembrandt is trying to communicate. In his boiling brain, he reckons he's doing the overstuffed patricians a favor. They no longer pose and preen, they act.
And the fact that it's a painting about freedom with order makes it an extraordinary moment, not just in the history of painting, but it's a moment in the history of civilization too. Amsterdam is beating not only the drum, but its own chest, saying, we can be free, but we are also strong and disciplined. This is the visual declaration of Republican liberty. Watch out, art, but watch out the world.
Nothing, you'd suppose, could be further from the unleashed energy that produced the Night Watch than a controlled refinement of Indian Mughal art. But Rembrandt, who had a lifelong fascination with non-European cultures, was in love with them. In the 1650s, he began to draw his version of miniatures, which had found their way to Amsterdam, probably as copies, through the East India Company. Rembrandt responded to the miniatures with his own graceful pen and ink variations, all rich with what he loved best, human interest. A group of Sufi sheikhs. The bond between father and son, a favorite Rembrandt theme.